Joseph Pasek of BonBurner.ca, our daily podcast entitled Fired Up, and welcome to another edition of Ballin' with Drew Ebanks of OnPointBasketball.com, and also Rory Mitchell, the Mitchell Report Unleashed Season 2 is now online. But before we get to the start of the show, now, Drew, you're Captain Canada, you're the Woj of Canada, you have a major, major announcement, so Drew, the floor is yours.
What an intro that is, I tell you, and good to be on with you guys. Rory, my man, good to be on with you and Joe. We just pretty much came out with the news that the On Point, the show, is in production right now. It's the online TV show. It's a magazine-style show with myself, my co-host Serena El-Khagali, as well as our other host, Kashif Arshad. He's got a lot of experience in terms of with some of the major sports networks, including TSN, Global. Serena El-Khagali, she has been working for the Niagara River Lions of the NBL Canada. She's been doing some reporting for them for the last couple of years, as well as post-game reports and features on a lot of the players, including a lot of the Canadian players like Richard Amardi, who she covered while with the River Lions. So, yeah, we're in production. We have a bunch of content that we've already filmed, including RJ Barrett's huge decision. We've got some crazy vids coming up, the NBA and Nike announcement, the combination there, getting back together after, 13, 14 years. We got some high school girls action coming up, Shoot for a Cure, which was an incredible event for cancer research. We have some up-and-coming players, a lot of features coming from all the risers, the fast and high risers in Canadian basketball, not to mention NBL Canada content, Raptors 905 content as well. And, man, I'm so excited. I'm nervous, guys, but at the same time, I'm really excited because I think Canada and Toronto has needed this, a magazine-style show that covers it from the grassroots right onto the pros. So look for some content dropping next week. Check out our Instagram page, at OnPointBasketball, or Twitter, at Drew Ebanks. Don't forget also to subscribe to our YouTube page. We're at about 8,000 subscribers on YouTube. We need to get to 10,000. If we get to 10,000, some really, really special things are going to happen. We might even have to put Joe, Jolton Joe, as well as my man Rory, on the tube when we get that 10,000.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question. We got Drew Ebanks, Captain Canada, and Rory Mitchell, Mitchell Report Unleashed. I have a request.
I gotta have a request.
When you gonna
want
Serene to co-host with me? I'm tired of having you guys on here. Rory talks every show. He's bothered me every show he's on. He's on the On the Mat Report. He's on the Ground and Pound. He's on the NFL Blitz. He's on Ballin'. In every show, I need Serene to be my co-host once on a while here. Drew, you can be. It's On Point Basketball brought you here on barnburner.ca, Ballin'. You can be on the show, but, what about Serene filling in for Rory?
Listen, I'm not going to take Rory out of nowhere. That ain't my call. But anytime you need Serene to come through, you let me know, and she'll be there. But we can't do it without my boy Rory, man. We can't do it. He's just too on point.
All right, Rory, any comments?
Oh, it's about time. Thank you. Welcome.
You got 24 seconds, like the shot clock. Go ahead.
Welcome, guys. Welcome. Amazing announcement, Drew. I'm proud of you there. And
Thank you.
Definitely. I like to see me and Joe and us three, show up on that YouTube channel also, too. I think it could be something of a barn burner effect.
We'll make it a video
Warm
Burner episode, for sure.
Rory, if you're on TV, you got to pull up your pants. Now, look, we're going to talk about the Raptors now. Let's first start off with the Raptors. Good mini road trip, great mini road trip. Not many teams go into Houston and New Orleans on back-to-back nights and win, and not only win, score over 125 points. Drew, you want to take this one?
Yeah, I mean, they're firing all cylinders right now. 125 to 116. They took it to the Pelicans. I mean, there were times when they looked like they may have faltered down, you know, double digits, but they held it together. They moved the ball. You got great performances, you know, out of guys like DeMar DeRozan, obviously. But you look at Lowry finally seems to be gathering himself and kind of figuring out what's happening and how he has to perform and pick his spots in the offense. And then you guys got, you know, the bench coming through, the bench mob, guys like OG Anunoby, Fred VanVleet, Pascal Siakam. You go down the line, Jakob Poeltl, and then, you know, Mr. CJ Miles finally starting to pick it up right now. He's hitting his shot. He's hitting his opening shot. Now, they do have to temper, you know, the wins. They're doing well, 9-5 right now, and I think they could be, you know, 12-2, to be honest with you. If you think of three games, they could be 13-1, to be honest with you, because I think they blew four games, truthfully. So they need to tighten up. They need to continue to bring toughness on defense, which is, you know, they're not, you know, shutting teams down, but they continue to play pretty well and pretty good on defense. But one thing, again, they also have to cut down, guys, is their turnovers.
All right, Rory, what do you think of these two games? And by the way, Rory writes Raptor game reports for barnburner.ca, so check it out right on the front page. Go ahead, Rory.
Amazing.
Well, the Raptors are playing the basketball that they're supposed to be playing. Your record is going to say who you are. 9-5, I heard Drew say, you know, they could be 12 wins into the season. Let's be honest here. They're playing good basketball, but I'm not seeing a lot of consistency at the start of the season. Now they seem to be getting it together. Now the team starts to be, you know, meshing well and whatnot. I hope they can build from the confidence level here. You know what I mean? What we're seeing right now is the East is kind of scattered, you know? You don't even have Cleveland right now in the playoff mix, but the Raptors are in the thick of it, you know? They're the four-seeded team right now. If playoffs happen to start early, but we already know that they're not going to, they'd be right in the thick of it. They're fourth, right? So let's see what they build off of the momentum. You know, they play the Knicks on Friday night. That should be a win. Bring them to 10-5.
Well, hold on. That's not guaranteed because one of the best teams, surprising teams this short season has been the New York Knicks, and a number six there, we're not talking about the six, Porzingis is an animal. He's a beast to start the year.
Okay. Are we really gonna put stock into the New York Knicks right now? I know
yes.
Porzingis is playing great basketball, but
I'm putting
on.
New York Stock Exchange into them.
Well, you must be talking to the 45th president then, if you're trying to be doing that.
Yes,
me and Donald Trump
go way back. You know what, Rory? If you don't be quiet, I'm going to send you to build a wall in Mexico. Drew, go ahead.
No, I ain't taking nothing away from this young man, Porzingis, right now. 28.9, 7.3 rebounds. He's doing it all, 49% from the field, 40% from three, 80% from the line. You know, what can you say that he's not doing? Not to mention, he's also playing pretty good defense as well. I mean, on the, you know, delivery end of a lot, six blocks so far. You have to take the Knicks seriously. I mean, they blew the game against the Cleveland Cavaliers. That game was theirs to win. They had that, and theirs to lose, as they would say. They had that one done for them. He didn't play that great in that game. Porzingis had only 20 points. When you think of what he's done in such a short time in his career already, it's kind of scary. And there's whispers out there, guys. There's whispers that LeBron, could it be not going to the West Coast, but maybe going to the New York Knicks?
No. First of all, I gotta disagree with you, Drew, here. The one, the only one who broke that LeBron James is not going to go in the West. He's going to stay in the East. The only guy here, and I'll give him credit where credit is due, it's Rory Mitchell, where he came on last Ballin' podcast here on barnburner.ca, and the time before he said he has been hearing rumors that LeBron James may end up where, Rory? In Toronto.
And here's the thing. Now, I'll tell you this, and it's not trying to overscoop or anything like that, but from two credible sources I've heard, he's been looking at property in Toronto, right? And that's all I'm going to say. The smoke.
Wait, he doesn't want to go out on a limb. I'll go out on the limb and tell him the credible sources are this: Drake, and he's actually been looking at Jose Bautista's house. There you go. By the way, congratulations to Jose Bautista. He's getting married this weekend. We broke that story, and he's got a Tampa Bay ring. Never mind. Now, let's talk about another team in the East. We talked about the Raptors. We talked about the Knicks. Raptors-Knicks play Friday night here at Air Canada Centre. Sunday afternoon, also Raptors-Washington Wizards, another good matchup. But let's talk about the Philadelphia 76ers. Are we really talking about the New York Knicks and the Philadelphia 76ers, and specifically Simmons and Joel Embiid? That guy says he's physically only 69%. I like that number, by the way. Drew, what do you think?
I don't know what Joel Embiid is, what percentage he's at or going to be. All I know is Joel Embiid is an absolute savage out there. I mean, I was intently watching the game against the Lakers, and let's not, you know, paint the picture that the Lakers are the ultimate team as far as defense, you know. But when you got Lopez, and he made Lopez look like he was standing in quicksand or concrete being poured before it solidified, I mean, the guy was doing Euro steps. His jumper was on fire. He was doing hook shots. He had that move. He had the dream shake times like four on Julius Randle, and was just twisting him around. If you haven't seen that move, you've got to go and check it out. I mean, 46 points, 15 boards, 7 assists, what, 7 blocks or something on 14 or 20 shooting in 34 minutes? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And that's coming off 2 days before destroying the Clippers with 32 points and 16 rebounds in that one. Joel Embiid, and we had a little Twitter talk about who's better, who do you take right now, and Rory probably has an opinion on this. Cat, Karl-Anthony Towns, or Joel Embiid. My theory before that game last night was, you know, I'm going with Cat. I just think he does so many things. He has to obviously get better defensively, but after last night, man, I think my mind has changed, guys. I think.
Hold on. I'm sorry to cut you off. You're going to buy into the hype. You're going to buy into the hype right now. You're going to buy into the hype of a guy.
No, I don't believe it. I think if he's healthy, Rory, if he is healthy, and like he said, there's nobody on the court that can stop him.
Drew, this man has not been healthy in the last 2 to 3 years. Are we really going to put this out in the atmosphere right now? You're going to tell
me
right now.
Yes, he just did.
You're going to tell me right now that Joel Embiid is going to transition to be a better player than Karl-Anthony Towns?
Did you see what he did last night? Did you watch
that game? Okay, hold on. Do you see what Karl-Anthony Towns does every night?
On a regular basis. Hey, like I said, I picked Towns, but after last night, is the gap is getting very, very tight right now.
So officially on this balling show, you're telling me that you just take players basically off of hype?
No, it's not off of hype. He's like, definitely not off of hype. He has gone out and he has done it. I mean, he is on 29 minutes a game, you know, and being held out of game, 23 points per game, shooting almost 52%. Right now, and over 11 rebounds, an easy double-double. And here's another thing, guys, that I love about Joel Embiid. He's averaging 3.5 assists from that spot.
So, Drew, the way that you're talking here on the ball, you officially have booked Philadelphia to be in the playoffs. Basically, that's what you're trying to tell me.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's out of the question because they're in right now. What are they in third? They're in sixth right
they're
now.
They're 8-6. They're 8-6, and they're going to take an L on Saturday night. You know who they play on Saturday night, right?
No, I don't. Refresh my memory.
They play Golden State.
Okay, but, hey, you never know. The physical teams, if they play them physical, you never know what can happen. But
okay,
let me ask you guys this.
He's not
on a minutes restriction. Remember, guys, he's off
the minutes. You talked about Joel Embiid. You talked about Simmons. But what about the number one pick overall this year?
I didn't talk about Simmons yet. You named Markelle Fultz when he comes back.
Yep.
But I never talked about Simmons yet, Joe. We didn't get to the future rookie of the year yet.
Please. Okay. Wait.
Hold on. Before you guys argue, wait, I got to cut this promo. You're listening to Ballin' here on barnburner.ca with Drew Ebanks of On Point Basketball. Check out onpointbasketball.com. New TV show launching very soon. And also, Rory Mitchell, Mitchell Report Unleashed. Check it out, season 2. Now, I'm going to stay quiet. Rory, Drew, go at it. I'll be the referee. Go ahead.
Rory, you go. You start up.
So everybody that listens to the Balling Show here, let's just put this out in the atmosphere. So me and Drew have been having a friendly, healthy debate that Jason Tatum versus Ben Simmons for Rookie of the Year. Now, I'm going to put out the artifacts here. Ben Simmons, 17.8 points per game. Assists is 7.7. Rebounds, 9.2. Jason Tatum, 14.0 points per game. Assists, 1.5. Rebounds, 5.7. One team in Ben Simmons with Philadelphia is 8-6. Jason Tatum is now 13-2.
That doesn't make no difference. That doesn't determine Rookie of the Year. Hold on.
As the referee, let one person finish his thought, no matter how wrong he is, and then you go with yours. Go ahead, Rory.
What considers Rookie of the Year?
What is considered? Obviously, being a great player, being one of the up-and-coming players, but I mean, Jason Tatum is playing within the system. You don't knock that. And I really, to be honest with you, he should have been the number one pick. And I said this before, out loud. Jason Tatum, to me, is the number one pick in the draft. No offense, of course, to Markelle Fultz. I think he's an incredible player. He's so smooth. He can create his shot. Hopefully he gets that free throw picked up. But there is no disputing at this time that Ben Simmons at 8.2, 9.8, whatever he's doing, almost a triple-double. He is right now the front-runner for Rookie of the Year. Tatum is right there, but you got to remember, Tatum doesn't have the ability right now because of the team. He's on a better team to showcase more, and that may hurt him, Rory. That's all I'm saying. That may hurt him because he's a great player. You know, he's averaging over 6 rebounds a game, but he can't showcase it like what Ben Simmons has the ability to do for the Sixers.
Hold on, Rory. Let me ask you a question. Right now, he's talking about right now, as we tape this right now, who wins the Rookie of the Year, Ben Simmons or Tatum?
Believe it or not, it's going to be Jason Tatum. I'm going to strongly say it's going to be Jason Tatum because, A, there's no Gordon Hayward on that team, okay? And if you look at you got to look at how effective he's playing. I don't care what Ben Simmons can do. We already knew this is what was going to happen with Ben Simmons. And technically, I think what hinders Ben Simmons is Ben Simmons was injured last year. You got to remember. So he missed a full year. Jason Tatum came in as a rookie. I think that what they need to do in the NBA is they need to change the rules a little bit. If you've already signed a contract before you grace the court, and God forbid, if yes, you get injured and you can't play that year, you should not be enabled and ineligible to be a rookie. That's just my personal opinion.
No, I mean, it makes no difference. He did not play the season. You can't just change the rules arbitrarily. It doesn't work that way. It's been the criteria. He hasn't played. You could be playing in Europe, Rory, and it could be your first year in the NBA, and you could win the NBA Rookie of the Year. You have to take into consideration, you have to make adjustments. So even if you're coming from Europe and you haven't played, having played there, you still have to make adjustments to the NBA. If you're a rookie that got drafted last year and sat out the whole year due to injury, you have to make adjustments. Let's not change the rules. It's the Rookie of the Year.
I'm just saying if we happen to change the rules, right?
It hasn't been changed till now. I just think the body of work, the proof is in the pudding right now. The numbers are there. Yes, obviously, 8-6, you can't compare that record. But who in their right mind? I mean, I picked Brad Stevens to win Coach of the Year at our first show, the NBA season preview show. You know, but really, who in their right mind thought the Celtics were going to go on this type of run right now? You know, I don't think not a lot of bettors would have taken the odds to say that they would have a double-digit win streak, especially after Hayward went down. I just think the numbers. For Simmons in terms of what he can do and what he's doing. He's finding guys. He's an assist man. He's scoring when he wants to. He's rebounding. I think he just has something that I don't think a lot of players have right now. And being, 6'10", he's like a Magic Johnson out there playing the game and finding guys like Embiid. He's just incredible, in my opinion. And if you took stock right now, he's the Rookie of the Year, and I think he's going to win the rookie. Barring injury, I think he's a lock for the Rookie of the Year, the way he can play the game.
All right, Rory, final comments about this, and then we got to move on.
Yes, I'm putting my hand up right now. Remember the first, episode 2, I made a mention on the NBA kickoff show. I said, Boston is going to the Eastern Conference Final. I believed in this. 13-2, there's no surprise here. That team balling on point.
All right, enough of this guy. Now, we talked about the Raptors. We talked about the Celtics, 76ers, and the Knicks. But one other team I want to talk about in the Eastern Conference, and they have sort of the second-best record, the Detroit Pistons?
No one's talking about them.
All right, I'll first start off with the complainer. Rory, go ahead.
I'll be honest. Nobody's talking about them. All I know, Avery Bradley and Andre Drummond are the only really two players over there, and Stanley Johnson. I think they're playing in over their heads. Even though I live close enough that I can see Pistons games, I could travel if I wanted to go to a Pistons game or watch them on TV if I can tap into the feed somehow. I don't really know much about this team, so I can't really speak on it, to be honest. But they're playing in over their heads, I feel.
Well, I mean, obviously, Stan Van Gundy, we know he's a solid coach. He's molding this team, and he has molded this team into his image. And Avery Bradley is a big-time piece for them. He brings a veteran leadership. He brings a level of toughness and a professionalism, I think, that was lacking amongst the players. Andre Drummond, you know what he can do. If he puts it all together, you know, he should be right there battling Joel Embiid, for that top spot at the center spot. You know, you got Stanley Johnson and Tobias Harris, who's a solid power forward on the wing, can shoot it off the dribble and can shoot the jump shot as well. But I think the key to that team is having a guy like Reggie Jackson, I think, kind of, he's turned it around. There was rumors of him being shipped out. I believe there was a rumor of Bledsoe coming there, and I think Van Gundy, if I remember correctly, shot it down and said, no, he ain't going nowhere. And, you know, a guy like Reggie Jackson, you know the story of him with OKC. Obviously, you know, he was in a log jam there. He wasn't going to get the starting nod over Russell Westbrook. But you look at the last four out of the last five games, he's had at least 15 points, at least four assists. A couple games he's had six assists, as well as one game with seven assists. I think if he becomes a leader and continues to play, effective basketball, he had a tough one last night against the Bucks, only 6 points in that one, shot poorly in that game. But if he can be a leader, this team right now, I don't know, I agree, I don't really know how they're doing it, but we need to start talking about this team, guys. We really need to pay some attention to the Detroit Pistons at 10-4 and first in the Central right now.
All right, so we got Captain Canada, the Woj of Canada here on Ballin, brought to you by On Point Basketball, Rory Mitchell, Mitchell Report Unleashed. Now, you talked about, Drew, at the beginning of this segment, R.J. Barrett's decision, and now we're going to talk about
Twitter? Did you see that Twitter post by Duke today? You got to watch it. That was a great one.
Yeah, so that's you know him. You cover Canadian basketball like nobody here in Canada. R.J. Barrett, what does he bring to Duke? And let's talk about then also Raptors 905 and all the Canadian contingent in the NBA. Go ahead, Drew.
Oh, well, R.J. Barrett, first and foremost, his demeanor. He's a mature young man beyond his age. You know, he's a young player that has the fundamentals down. His father, Roland Barrett Sr., he's been in the gym, you know, showing him and teaching him the ways, you know, of being that type of player. And, I mean, I've known Roland a long time. I've known RJ pretty much, you know, pretty much since he's been born or just after, as well as his younger brother, Nathan, who now is starting to make his way in the basketball world as well, Nathan Barrett. RJ, he's a sublime talent. He's a young player, guys, that he's almost like a Jamal. Well, he is like a Jamal Murray, and maybe even more, that he's not afraid to have that ball and have the rock in his hands at the end of the game. 6'7", 200 pounds. And I'll tell you, people say that Andrew Wiggins is incredibly athletic, which he definitely is. He's one of the most athletic basketball players, athletes, whatever sport you want to call it, I've ever seen. I've never seen so many things done on a court that I've seen with Andrew Wiggins over my years. But I'll tell you right now, RJ Barrett, his athleticism is off the charts. You haven't seen it. He chooses not to kind of play up the fact that he gets way above the rim and he can do 360 tomahawk reverses. But more than that, he's incredible in terms of jump shooter in the mid-range, finds and picks his spots. Now, where he can improve on, obviously, is his three-point shot. It's not as consistent as it needs to be, but he's in the gym working with trainers like Drew Hannon. I'm going to give him a plug, one of the top trainers in the world, if not the best trainer out there. So he's working hard. Andrew Wiggins worked with him the last four seasons as well, and you could see what happened to Andrew Wiggins' game working with Drew Hanlon. So RJ Barrett is a player that I think is transcendent. I think he's going to go number one overall, which he's pegged to go number one overall in the 2019 draft. And he is going to do things that I don't think a lot of people have seen before. And I've seen it already. When you think of 38 points taken on the U.S. in the U19 world, that has never been done. And to win the championship puts the spotlight on him. And guys, the talent that's going to come up for 2020 and 2024 Olympics, wow, if Canada does not, you know, finish in the medals, at least in 2024, I'm putting pressure on them. It's going to be a bit of a disappointment. And they have a qualifying game starting coming up next week in Halifax as well. So that's going to be a big one there. I'm hoping to get somebody out in the East Coast. If you're out there in the East Coast, I want to cover that for On Point Basketball. Please let me know. We want to get the coverage on that qualifying match against the Hummus.
All right, and now we're going to touch on Raptors 905. Drew, did you get my ring yet?
We're working on it. We should be there on Saturday.
What do you mean you're working on it? Because we you check next year, and then you got to owe me two rings. Come on. Work on it faster. Like Rory's already building a wall to Mexico. Come on, hurry up.
We're going to have our on-point team on-point on the ground at the game against the Lakeland Magic. And watch out for, obviously, Ken Birch, the Canadian. He's on that squad. And another young man, Troy Kapane, he's an American player out of the University of Cincinnati. He's an incredible talent coming on strong for them. So I will see what I can do in regards to that ring for you, my man.
All right, Rory, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you want to touch on your London team in the NBL?
Well, yeah.
All right, so you don't want to touch on that. All right, Rory, do you want to touch on the Olympic basketball team in China?
Okay, so let's just stick with the NBL, okay? Like, you're trying to throw curveballs at me. Come on now. Okay. What we know from the NBL is that the London Lightning are going to be kicking off their season November 26, 2017, against the Halifax Hurricanes. That will be on a Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. So I'd like to see everybody out in the London area and surrounding area at that game. But I do have breaking news is that I will be in the building on December 9th, 2017, as the London Lightning play their rivals of the Windsor Express, and that's a Saturday.
All right, hold
night.
On. So everybody in London Lightning, Rory Mitchell is going to be the game at the game December 9th. I want the red carpet for Rory. I want, you know, everything, free food, everything. Rory deserves to be treated like a king since he's doing this, you know, building a wall for Mexico. He's working too hard. December 9th, Rory Mitchell Day at London Lightning game. I want one person there, just one person there to come out and say congratulations, Rory. Right, Rory?
Oh, absolutely. And I heard another rumor, and I'm just going to probably put him on the spot here, that he's also supposed to be in the building that night too. Ain't that right, Drew?
Well, we're going to work on it. I'd love to be there. You know,
he's working on it. He's working on my ring. He's working on everything. He's a busy guy. He's watching a TV show. Well, tell us more about the TV show, Drew.
I'll get to that. Don't worry. I'll give you some more of that TV show. But I just want to say I'd love to be there December 9th. I'm going to try to make it happen. And not only because I had a great time with Rory out in London. I love that town. I think what Vito Frigia of the London Lightning, I think his ownership group, has really planted a seed of basketball lovers in that whole area, of Western, Southwestern Ontario. Obviously we were down there a few weeks ago. London has several Canadians. I want to shout out the Canadians on right now on the Windsor Express. Mark Michael Archipong, he's on the squad. My man Shaq Key out of Saga, he's on the squad. Big man Robert Nortman, who played in the On Point Summer Pro-Am this year. Watch out for the Summer Pro-Am in 2018, guys, because it's going to be big. We're going to have to get Rory out of London to come check it out. Shout out my man Anthony Otley as well, a small forward guard playing, and Devin White. So right there, I mean, you look at the team. Oh, I forgot Aob again. They have six Canadians on their roster. I love to see that, and that's going to be interesting because if we do come down, Rory, man, I'm going to be doing a lot of interviews that night just to try to catch up with all of these Canucks, man.
Well, you got to, man. You got to, you know. And like I say again, you know, with the opportunity that the NBL has brought, a lot of people just need to go out and support their local teams, man. Just go out there, support your teams. Tickets are not even that much. You know, every seat in the house is a great seat, right? And these guys, I'll tell you, they're doing a lot for the community. I know for London, they're doing a lot for the community. You know, if you follow the London Lightning on Instagram, you see that they're to and from in schools. I mentioned a couple episodes ago, they did a little shopping spree, creating meals for under $30 with a budget and whatnot. But these guys are doing some pretty exceptional work in the community. So hats off to them.
Amazing.
And Raptors 905 also have school day games also. Can't forget about that. First one, my daughter's going to a game December 5th at the Air Canada Center, 11 a.m., but Raptors 905 also have school day games.
Well, they had one just recently, Joe, as you pointed out. It was a rematch with Westchester. And I want to shout out our Canadian boy, our Scarborough boy. They're saying he's from Markham nowadays. I'm not sure about that. I know him as a Scarborough guy, Xavier Rattan Mays. He's been playing tremendous basketball for the Westchester Knicks. In that game in Toronto, in Mississauga, he had 14 assists, a game high. I'm looking forward to seeing X, who played at Florida State for the Seminoles and played at Huntington Prep with Andrew Wiggins. I'm looking to see him eventually get called up to the NBA. Xavier Rattan Mays, if you don't know it, he's got two younger brothers, Shamar and Shim, Ty, I should say, coming up after him. Watch out, the Rattan Mays family. They got a bunch of ballers there, guys. I'm really rooting for him to make it. And also rooting for, as you mentioned, Joe, Raptors 905, rooting for my man, Negus Webster-Chan, to come back on the court. He has a little IT band issue that he's dealing with. It is like, I believe it's a ligament that connects towards from your thigh down to your knee. The IT band, he's working on getting back on the floor. The Raptors 905 True doing a tremendous job so far with their Canadians. Aaron Best out of Ryerson, incredible to see. He played in Europe last season, and he's starting now for the 905. Kaza Keen out of University of Carleton, back in Canada for 2 years, and he won two championships. Richard Amarty is absolutely playing pretty good basketball as well, and it's great to see Richard doing his damn thing, as they would say on the squad. So, it's the Canadians, you believe that? The Canadians are doing their thing on the Raptors 905 right now, man.
All right, as we close out this edition of Ballin', I just want to answer one email. Next week, not this week, next week, Rory Mitchell, Mitchell Report Unleashed, will have a review of NBA 2K and NBA Live for Xbox, PlayStation, whatever video game, because we talked about it last week. Next week, Rory, in time for Black Friday, where you could get these games cheaper, will have a review for NBA 2K18, NBA Live 18. All right, Rory Mitchell, Mitchell Report Unleashed, tell them where they can find you.
You guys can find me on Rory, so that's R-O-R-Y-E-G-N. That's a Twitter handle, and I want to say one thing real quick. The London Lightning are going to go back to back.
Ooh. All right. Go build your wall. Okay, now, Drew Ebanks, Captain Canada, the Woj of Canada here, breaking news here, On Point Basketball TV show. Tell everybody more about it and tell them how they could get a hold of you, Drew.
Well, you know, if you go on our Instagram page right now, at On Point Basketball, we've been posting a lot of our featured co-hosts, Serene, as I mentioned, Kashif as well. We also posted a little video preview of the show. And it's basically, the show is going to be hoops, culture, fashion, kicks, gaming. So we might need your expertise right there, Rory. We need gaming done. We're going to hit up the shoe stores. We're going to hit up people who have amazing shoe collections. We're going to hit them all up. It's going to be so fun. I'm getting a lot of feedback and a lot of love right now out there for what we're going to do. And this is a little bit of a gift. I want people to email Joe. I'm going to give away a pair of On Point socks. They're highly in demand. The On Point joints. I'll post it up and let everybody know what it is you're going to be trying to go for. But if you email Joe, you'll let him know the email address to send it to, and put in the subject line On Point Socks. We're going to put everybody who sends an email in, we're going to put you in a draw for a pair of On Point Socks. And look out for more merchandise. We're also going to probably start ramping up and putting together some Ballin' merchandise as well, because we got to make sure that everybody out there is On Point. Don't forget to hit up.
And everybody is Ballin'. And don't forget that email address is info@barnburner.ca. Info@barnburner.ca. I'll spell info out because I know Rory can't spell. info@barnburner.ca.
Yep, and just check out, remember, onpointbasketball.com and at Drew Ebanks on Twitter, at onpointbasketball on Instagram. Send those emails in. I can't wait to give out a pair of On Point socks to you guys. You definitely deserve it.
All right. That's Drew Ebanks giving out a pair of socks. Rory, are you going to give away anything?
You know what? Actually, it's funny because you just kind of passed into my mindset there. I was going to do a little small prize pack for the show for Christmas, including either live or NBA 2K with something else, with some other swag and whatnot. A little
bird. Hold on. You're giving away live or 2K for which system?
That's the million-dollar question. Stay tuned.
You
can't give out everything.
All right, stay tuned. Ballin' here on barnburner.ca for more details regarding that contest. Remember to send in info@barnburner.ca for your chance to win that On Point socks. That's Drew Ebanks, Captain Canada, the Woj of Canada. Check out onpointbasketball.com and Rory Mitchell, the Mitchell Report Unleashed Season 2 is now updated, and check out his latest edition, Rory, like you never heard him before. Maybe you don't want to hear him, but anyways, go ahead, listen. This has been another edition of Ballin'. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
Thank you.